You're here to discover how to have more impact, more money, and let's be honest, more freedom. You're seeking meaning and purpose in your life. You want a career that feeds your soul and that allows you to live a life of freedom, where you get to make a schedule that works for you and you don't have to take time away from your loved ones or sacrifice anything in the process. I can help. My name is Cynthia Garcia, and I am the founder of the Modern Life Coach School. For 17 years now, I've been a coach. And what I know for certain is this: you can rewrite your story and create an abundant life of success starting right now. Even if you think you can't, even if you doubt that you have what it takes, even if you've tried before and haven't quite made it, I'm here to tell you that you can do this. And look, I know what it's like to have a dream, to want more, but to not have any idea how to get it, or to be afraid that I would fail, questioning if I even had what it takes or if this kind of life that I wanted was even meant for me. What I want you to understand is that my life didn't start the way you see it today. I wasn't born into money or privilege. I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. Instead, I grew up in a small town in the Appalachian Mountains, the kind where Main Street was a two-lane road and everyone knew everybody else's business, where people had gardens, had babies, had a hard time making ends meet. So we lived in a little three-room house, four if you count the kitchen that you had to go outside and through another door to get into. The house was heated by a furnace in the basement until that broke, and then we had an old wood stove for the remaining years that we lived there. And we lived there until I was 14 years old, so it was not a small stay. There was no running water or indoor plumbing in the house, so didn't matter if it was rain, sleet, snow, or shine. I was out back in the drafty, dark outhouse to do my business as I needed. In fact, we were so poor that we didn't always have money for food, and we'd go to bed early so that we wouldn't be hungry. Now, in addition to living in these tough conditions, I was surrounded by domestic abuse. My parents fought constantly over my dad's drinking and drug use mostly, and I never knew when a gun would be pulled or we'd have to flee our home again in the middle of the night. Now, on top of all of these things, I dealt with emotional, physical, and even sexual abuse that started when I was just 5 years old. But here's the thing, I held on to hope because I had this dream of getting out of this small town, of making something of myself. And so I started working and saving money when I was just 14 years old. I worked as a server in restaurants, as a one-woman show in a video rental store back when that was a thing, and lots of other random jobs, including booking some photo shoots as a model to make extra money on the side. So finally, in my early 20s, I'd saved up enough money and I got on a flight to Los Angeles. I had four suitcases and two cats. But that was where my new life would begin, finally, or so I thought. You see, my plan was to stay a few weeks with a quote-unquote talent manager that I had met through a friend, but unfortunately, when I ended up meeting him in person, he was addicted to crack cocaine and was high as a kite 24/7. A few days after I had arrived, he almost burned down the tiny apartment where we were staying when he fell asleep cooking hot dogs, and I knew that I had to get out of this situation. So, to make a long story short, I called the one other person that I knew in LA well enough to come and get me, and I snuck out of that apartment in the middle of the night. Again, he's high as a kite. It was not a safe situation. And I'd gotten out, but I had nowhere to go. I was officially homeless. Now, I had experienced feelings of, you know, unworthiness and feeling less than. I mean, I had been called trash and all of those things before. But let me tell you, this was a whole new level. To not have a home to go to, a place where I felt safe, especially in a huge city that was so radically different from where I grew up and where I had no real friends, it was terrifying and honestly pretty defeating. So I asked this person to drop me off at a cheap motel, and I rented a room by the day so that I wouldn't be on the streets. I remember night after night feeling like giving up. I would sit on the bed, I would hear noises from the streets, and my cats would curl up close to me, and I remember thinking how stupid I was. You know, who was I to have thought I could have made it out? I thought, how am I going to drag myself back after proclaiming to everyone in this tiny town that I was going to make something of my life? I ate fast food from the one restaurant that would deliver to the hotel since I was scared to walk outside. This was long before the days of Postmates or anything like that. Not that I would have had the money for that anyway. I was terrified day after day. But I kept telling myself that I've been through a lot in my life and I would get through this too. So using the power of the internet, I found a small studio apartment in Hollywood, which was not a glamorous place and still kind of isn't, but it was in my budget and that worked. So I remember I went to look at the apartment, I signed the lease, and I moved in all on the same day. I mean, listen, it wasn't hard. I only had four suitcases and my two cats, right? And at first, I slept on the floor on some clothes that I had taken out of my suitcase and kind of made a bed of. And then I had two blankets that I'd bought from Target, and I used those for weeks until I could finally get a bed from IKEA. Now, slowly, I started to find my way. I made some friends with struggling actors and models who lived in my apartment building. One introduction led to another, and I found myself living the life in Los Angeles, California. I was hanging out with celebrities. I was working and auditioning for modeling gigs during the day, and I was partying all my pain away at night. Now, as you probably have already guessed, this lifestyle, it caught up to me very quickly, and I got very, very sick. I was 25 pounds overweight. I was clinically depressed. I suffered from short-term memory loss. I had these horrible acne breakouts on my face, my neck, my chest, my back, and I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, because of my appearance and the fact that I was working in the entertainment industry, no one would hire me. And so the little money that I had and that I had made started to dwindle pretty fast. On top of that, I started seeing trainers and nutritionists and doctors and all kinds of health practitioners, but no one could help. And my condition kept getting worse. I was exhausted from morning to night. And like I said, eventually I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Listen, I got to tell you, I was desperate. I really was. I tried everything. I tried diets and workouts and pills and shakes and crystals and Reiki. I was hypnotized. Nothing worked. So one morning I got up thinking, maybe today's going to be the day. You know, I was always kind of thinking that and they never were, but maybe today would be different. So I got in the shower, and as I'm showering, I found a lump in one of my breasts. And then I found a lump in the other one. And that was my breaking point. It's like those old television sets, those big old sets that you need like four grown men to carry in and put in place. And you better put it where you want to keep it because that thing isn't moving, right? When you turn those off, if you remember this way back in the day, it turns black and then it fades to like this little pinhole of light. And I felt like that's what happened to my vision that day. I'd remember just sinking to the floor of the shower, and I sat there. Finally, when the water got cold and I started to shiver, I got out. Day turned into night, and then finally the early morning hours, and I was sitting on the cold floor in my studio apartment with the light coming in from the street through the one window that I had, and I decided that I was really tired of trying. I decided that I'd been through a lot and that this life wasn't meant for me. I wasn't supposed to be here. So I decided that I would go. I decided that night that I would end my own life. And I would do it through taking the pills that I had been prescribed on one of my many doctor visits, and I'd put them to use. I was broken and I was hopeless. I felt completely worthless. And I was angry too, and I was hurt. And I remember I'm sobbing and the tears are falling, but there's also this numbness that I've managed to embody. And I kept saying, why has this happened to me? Why has this happened to me? And that's when I had this voice, this awakening, this message, call it whatever you want. But essentially, the message was, this hasn't happened to you. It's happened for you. And that I needed to hear, because the night that I almost lost my life is the night that I started to finally live. I realized, wait a minute, all these things, if they're happening for me, for a reason, well, maybe I can find a solution. Maybe I could get my life together. Maybe I could heal my body, my heart, my mind. And if I could do that, wouldn't it be really cool if I could help other people? People who also felt hopeless and worthless, just like me. People who were desperately searching for solutions, just like me. People who were suffering, just like me. You see, I realized in that moment that my life could have purpose. It could have meaning. I could matter to someone. I could help other people. And that was all I needed. So moving forward, I financed a coaching certification program using 3 different credit cards because I couldn't afford to put it on just one. I was pretty much maxed out on almost all of them. And I just immersed myself in learning. But even though I was getting a great education in science, I quickly realized that food alone wouldn't fix me. I saw a glaring gap in nutrition and health coaching. And after figuring out a model that focused on all 3 pillars of nutrition, physical, mental, and spiritual, in other words, science, psychology, and spirituality, I knew that I had to do my part to change the industry. And so I did. Using that information that I was studying, I was able to recover from my health challenges and, more importantly, help my clients recover from theirs. You see, I'd started seeing clients as I was going through my certification program. Now, the people I was seeing, they had amazing success with this new model that I had created. They referred their friends to me, and when I couldn't take any more clients, I started teaching other coaches this model so they could level up their coaching practice, so they could make more money, and most importantly, so they could help more people. I started to work with celebrities and high-profile clients, and I was making great money and living a life that I'm telling you I had only ever dreamed of. When the demand for my teaching, my coaching methods became too high because I was teaching them to anyone, I would say, this is how you get clients, this is how you help them, then I created a nutrition coaching certification school. And so far at that school, we've certified over 30,000 coaches in that model of nutrition. And now I've created the Modern Life Coach School to help people just like you who want to rewrite the old stories that keep them stuck so they too can create a life of freedom and inspire other people as a life coach. It is my heart. It is my passion. Coaching quite literally saved my life. There is no greater gift that I could give you or anyone else to pay that forward. I would never have believed that a girl from the Appalachian Mountains who wore dirty clothes to school and went to the bathroom outside could live this life. I went from not having running water in my home to running 7- and 8-figure businesses. I have created a life so good that I am only jealous of myself, and I want to help you do it too. You might think that you have to have a certain background or have all your own problems worked out and be an expert advice giver to be a successful coach, but that's just not true. I came from nothing, and I created everything with simple coaching processes. So you might be thinking, great, Cynthia, that's great for you that you transformed your life, but how exactly did you do it? And how exactly can I do it? Well, I'm so glad you asked. And honestly, I get that question all the time. How? The how is exactly what we teach here at the Modern Life Coach School. In the Certified Life Coach program here at The Modern, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of how I overcame a life of poverty to living a life where I make a great living, helping people create lives that they're in awe of. I'll teach you exactly how you can do it too, and then how you can use the same coaching process with your clients step by step with no guesswork. The Certified Life Coach program makes it simple and fun for you to make a contribution to the world while also making a great income. It's not hard. You can do this, and I'll be there to support you every step of the way.